What is going on, everybody? We are finally back home from Midwest Winter Nationals. It was a great time and great to see everybody in person again there at the CBAR CXPO in Cloverdale, Indiana. And man, we have got a lot of storylines, a lot of debate, which I'm personally looking forward to tonight. And here we are, joined by Wyatt Schulte, Charles Butch, and Mr. Richard Crow. As always, what's going on, fellas?
Good evening, guys.
I don't know, dude. It's winter and there's snow everywhere still, so. I explained anything and just winter's here.
Nope. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my chat thing over here. And it's going. Huh. Okay. All right. So we got back from Midwest Winter Nationals on Sunday. No weather, no nothing. Thankfully. And
the guy who goes south.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. We made through the week without any horrible hiccups or anything like that, right? So we crowned plenty of champions. We had some people finally get their championships at the Midwest Winter Nationals that they had been vying for I don't know how long.
Yes.
Brian Miller automatically comes to mind. Ironically, Randy Miller with Mongo comes to mind as well. Boys, what was your favorite part of the whole weekend?
Yeah, I think for me, the pass of the weekend really was Brian getting that monkey off his back after four times being on the silver step and then finally doing it. That was a crowning achievement. And Randy would be a close second. That would be a close second.
Yeah, Randy was really wanting the big pistons this year. Laid down two great passes with Mongo. He wasn't going to be denied this year at all, the way it worked out. So for me, some of the things that I looked at, the fourth generation tractor, that tractor is absolutely awesome looking.
Yes, it is. So let's jump into it. As well, we had some really exciting things going on there. Letter A, Superstock Diesel Truck debut out of nowhere. We didn't know it was even coming until we got there. That's going to be the brand new Kong, from what we've been told. Oh, wait, it does work. Okay, perfect.
I would love to see Superstock Diesel Truck be a thing at Midwest Winter Nationals next year. I really would love to introduce that class.
Oh, I think we all would.
I think it would be really cool. I would love to see it.
I agree.
I don't know if it's possible, and I'm not putting anybody on the spot wanting to do it, but I really would like to see that.
There was a couple discussions, maybe. That's all I can say for right now.
Yeah, and that's fair. That's fair. I know you know. I'm not going to put anybody on the spot, like I said, but that would be really cool.
I guess the appeal would probably be there a little more because it's much longer track than what they're used to for farm show, and then you can actually get up and drive a little bit more, whereas farm show you got to stomp on it.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah, Chris, Shane Scott finally got a finals win as well. I 100% agree with that. He actually got two of them. He won the Light Pro and the 9000. He swept both finals on that duel.
Wasn't 9000 Mark Smith?
Oh, yeah, it was at the very end.
It was,
right.
Yeah.
At the very end. There towards that part of the night, we were kind of starting to blend together.
We got a little slappy.
Yeah, we did.
We were tired.
Yes.
We were tired.
But that's going to spin off into a debate point later on. But, no, I mean, we had a couple of hiccups Saturday night. I mean, I think we'll openly admit that. But once we got going, man, we were fine. The track action was fantastic. I mean, we want to talk about rookies winning this weekend. I don't know if Super Farm brought out the biggest story, in my opinion. I don't think any of us knew what to expect from the St. Mary family coming all the way out there with us. We knew they ran good, but oh my word. That thing displayed that kind of power without the intercooler on it, which is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I think all of the rookies or the first-timers, the people that came in there under the roof for the first time, regardless of their past experience, really showed out. Again, I'm sorry. I've got the Gordyville crud. All the newbies really showed out. They did a great job. I was really impressed with everybody who was new under that roof and new with the vehicle, new with the event. They really showed out, and it was excellent.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, off the top of my head, in light limited super especially, you know, we've known Derek McIntyre for a while with the Oliver powered diesel machine, and he put on a clinic this weekend. You know, the way that tractor is set up to run, it hit the wheelie bars a couple of times. We kind of looked at each other and said, oh no, that's gonna kill it, and it didn't. And he's doing it with a pretty different engine combination than what we've seen before.
Hercules
on a diesel power machine. So that was even crazier. Like I said, Jacob St. Mary and them showed some muscle. We had the debut of Mr. Peters in his light pro stock this past weekend as well. I think once he gets a few more passes on it, that thing's going to be around to be contention for some wins.
Yeah.
And there was another one off my head that jumped out.
We had a component light pro make it there. They had some issues on their pass, so we didn't get a lot of data there. So
yeah, that was unfortunate too, because that's a really good running tractor to begin with.
Yeah, there wasn't many outdoor passes on that one to begin with. No. As well, it's like it's still a whole new combination for them to learn, because they've never been in that class either. So
yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Is Devin Roth, is that Oliver a Hercules or a Cummins? It says it's a Hercules.
It's a Herc on diesel. Yeah. Shout out to Bailey Horsmeyer.
Oh my word,
Absolutely crushed it.
Yeah. It really sucked that they couldn't go back for the 85 finals. That sucked. Did we ever hear what happened to him?
Don't know. Okay.
Mr. Krause, is there anything you want to add in to this part of the conversation?
Well, I mean, for me as an IPL, as the IPL guy, Timmy Reif made a heck of a pass in the prelim for the Light Pro with Red Exception. Got to get a shout out to him. You know, we had of course, we had Mongo double up. I want to give a huge shout out to my regular video guy, Jeff Shanks, for winning the toy and donating it back. I mean, anybody that knows Jeff, he's the greatest guy for us. He shows up at all the polls. He videos for us. He promotes us. He's the man. You know, Adam Wilson is also super with that and helping us. He's not able to make all of them because he is wanted everywhere. But gotta give a shout out to Adam Wilson also, Built Diesel Mafia. You know, we had a good representation of IPO people down there and appreciate everybody that we did. You know, Jason Suters drove Tanner Eats tractor in the finals, ended up on the podium also. You know,
and
so
would not come out and interview us like hid, and so did Tanner Chicken.
Yeah.
I know. we have that trouble most of the year with them on stuff like that. They don't like to talk.
No, they don't. Let's see.
It was cool to see the Elder Eads in the building. I didn't get a chance to spend any time with them, but really cool to see them guys hanging out.
Dakota Claypool says Cummins in the Oliver. Okay.
You can't. Yeah, that's an option, but not for.
Yeah.
One that kicked ass.
Yeah. Good coverage and live stream, Chris. We appreciate that, brother. We've got to get you out there one year. I know you.
Yes, Chris. We want you. We want you.
But man, we need to get you out there.
Yes.
This was the one that kind of caught me by surprise this weekend. Wes Spencer making his return to the freaking seat after all that time away. What was it, 5-6 years?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I'm assuming he's got something to do with Raging Red in some shape or form. And then Bradley Sturgeon, the Kentucky boys, had a good weekend running with the IPL Farm Sox. Yeah, Paul Willem got second, and Flora got fourth, yep. I think.
I believe so, and they've been invited to come up and during the summer anytime they want, come up and play.
Yeah. That was really happy to see that. You know, we had a few other ones drop out. I really haven't asked them why yet, but hopefully after this past weekend, they know they can run with y'all now.
There was a comment before by Chris about asking whose component like Pro Stock was. We're talking about Chris and Colin Lear from Wisconsin.
See, now even Folk says it was a Cummins. I don't know. Who told us it was a Hercules?
That's what we were told. Was it a Hercules?
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't remember. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it was Lear's Light Pro that was there as a component, yeah. Which was really unfortunate that they couldn't run. I want to talk about the 4-1 class as well, putting on a show on Saturday night. So Saturday night, we had a couple of little things go wrong, but man, in a way, and I know it's not exactly the right way to say it, it was almost a blessing in disguise for the amount of action that we got on the track because, oh my gosh, Super Farms put on a show, Light Limited Supers put on a heck of a show, and then we get to the 4-1s, and it's literally just who can scratch up the sand pile the furthest in order to win it. That I enjoyed the crap out of that as an announcer.
Yeah, it was. It's fun to put them up there. I know we don't want to necessarily.
They put so much stress on that too, but never.
Yeah, we don't want. Well, we don't want to break anything. That's not what we're here for. But the crowd engagement when those guys were going up there, that was awesome.
Yes, absolutely. And that makes our job so much more fun as announcers whenever that happens.
Yeah, it makes it easy. It really is fun.
Yeah, it is. Smith showed up and showed out again, just as always. Yeah, they did. I mean, my goodness, they brought. Did we total up 7 tractors that they brought this past weekend?
Yeah,
I think so. They had the most there. Oh yeah, we got to talk about that in Pro Farm too. The Interstate tractor with the 2.8 turbo making the top finals.
What's wrong with that be?
It was Gary Cubbage's Virginian.
Yes.
Marty yep. Smith drove it.
Yeah.
That one kind of hurt him.
That caused a little bit of problem.
Yes, it did. And I have some friends, good friends that run that 95 Pro Farm class. If he would have won it by 30 or 40 feet, not that he could have because of the way the track was, I would understand why there was a problem, but he got fourth in the prelim. I don't remember what the winning distances were for the finals, though.
But it wasn't that much.
No, it wasn't. And it's kind of, I would be willing to try it again just to see what happens. Because the way that track worked in their prelim, if you weren't a later hook, you were kind of in trouble. But I don't think it's fair for us to try something, and just because it makes the finals, it means it doesn't work for other people whenever the rules for that class were not filling them out with those specific rule sets. Because if we can reach back here and get 12 more of those, why wouldn't we?
And third place was Adam Starkey from IPL with an older farm tractor on 18-4s that doesn't really fit the rules either. And it, you know, again, I think he was third in the afternoon and third in the finals. So, yeah. You know, we've got 12 or so of those with IPL that we could fit them in there to help the numbers out too. But
yeah,
you know, just because somebody's a little bit different, you know, Clint is the master at making these things work out, in my opinion. He does it more with more classes and makes it work than anybody I think can.
Yes, he does. And I don't know how he does it. I mean, he's been doing it for so long. It just
he pays attention. You know, all those combo classes when we were running them, like he was right there in the penalty box with us, looking at the ground speed, looking at the distances, and it just the whole time his mind is gone. You know, where's this guy at? Where's that guy at? And yeah. And how does it fit in? And looking at not only Gordyville coming up in March, but next year for this event, you know, what tweaks do we need to make? Is it right? Is it not? He's right in there and always paying attention.
Right. He is. And
people and that's don't why, see that. People don't yeah. see that, but they,
no, he they is. Don't. And that's why I try to hang around him as much as I can. Maybe some of it will rub off and I can learn.
Yeah, well, you're too busy out there on the flags. You got another job.
You had a couple of hairy moments this past week, didn't you?
Yeah, they weren't bad. They were
there was that one that I was up there with you for. That was scary. Connor Cook, I'll bring my speedboard next year for the finals. Yeah, I don't know where it went all of a sudden. We were well, using the heck 50 out of that.
Mile per hour guys own that and they yes. were done. So they left. So
they oh, did they? Away. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. But no, I think we're talking about this 95 Pro Farm deal, just like we're going to talk about the hot farms here in a little bit.
Oh boy. Here we go.
We literally had 1, 2, and 3 of all the different kinds of rule combinations that we were having in that class. Why is that a failure? And why is it a problem?
Shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't be. We were on the doorstep of having 80 guys square off and fight for it, and everybody wants to be in their own sandbox. They want to be in their own fields, and so we let you have it, and it was a shit show. I like to think that Shane, Carl, and I are insiders, so to speak, and kind of understand the sport. And when we get to Saturday night, and we're like, oh, hot farm final. Which one is this?
Yeah.
You guys have missed the plot. So I'd be fine with going back to the melting pot of running it. You need to do what you need to do. 5'10". If you're less than that, okay, that's your problem to overcome. 20.8 tire, that's where it should be, not 24.5, because 24.5 is everywhere. It's boring. And you have a charger limit, which none of you were legal for. None. I don't care if it was Apex, Hart, Weimer, all of you were legal. Get yourself a legal goddamn charger, and then let's see who can do what they can do. This year was stupid.
Can we? Can someone explain to me exactly what the whole debacle with the turbocharger deal is? I haven't fully understood it from the get go because I mean, like, I haven't had it explained to me at all.
About 2 weeks before the Winter Nationals, a manufacturer turbo got pictures taken of it. Another turbo manufacturer didn't like it, and it was supposed to make a bunch of horsepower. It had been ran during the summer. Nobody caught what was going on. So there was discussions between John Mears, Larry Richwine. I was also included in some of those things to help make a decision. And eventually, the reason that the rule came about the way it was to try and make it as fair for all of the manufacturers as possible before the Midwest Winter Nationals, so that the 28 some that was signed up, we didn't end up with just 10 of them showing up because everybody was mad that their particular turbo wasn't going to be allowed to be there. So
And this was the quote unquote illegal charger, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, to say that it is illegal is not necessarily the proper statement. As Charles said, if you go by the rule book and how the rule book diagram reads, they're all illegal. None of them have a MAC groove that comes in and makes a 90 degree turn and has bores on both sides of it. None of them do. Not Apex, not Hearts, not Weimer, none of them. They all have what I consider a front-facing MAC groove. And there was a week spent between myself, John Mears, Larry Richwine, Clint Tucker, and some others trying to figure out how we can make this work to make it work for the Midwest Winter Nationals. Clint had a lot of paperwork that he was trying to do to get done for it. So he asked me to be involved in it, and it all came about. There was some pullers involved. There were some pullers that weren't involved. Some of them that weren't involved, I have talked to them today because they was upset that they wasn't involved. It wasn't just a knee-jerk reaction that we came to over a 10-minute conversation. It took over a week to make this decision to do what we did. And some like it, some don't. I'm sorry, this is pulling. Sometimes everybody gets to be part of the decision-making process, and sometimes you're not. And sometimes you don't need to be.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Sometimes you don't need to have a voice. I mean, like, everybody thinks they want to have their own sandbox to play in, and I'm sorry, that's bullshit, and it's got to stop. I mean, the pulling needs to have an absolutism that comes from somewhere where we say, look, this is the rules. This is, we got to play by this. We're not just going to create a class for you because your charger has, you know, an extra eighth inch, whatever. I don't care. Come up with whatever obscure thing you want to hang your hat on. Like, we don't need to cater to you. There's a place to play. You fit in it or you don't. And if you don't, go find something else to do.
Go drag racing. Go roundy-round racing.
Hate to say it smoothly.
See how that works out for you when you try to push it through the tech barn at a roundy-round race. Yeah, let me know how that goes. That'll be sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's something that was brought up in all this. The rule book doesn't say that you can't have two MAC grooves. I like that face, Shane. I understand it.
Yeah, because it puts you in a weird spot. I mean, it's not there. So if I'm building one, I'm going to take advantage of it. Because if it's not specifically in that rule book, it's a gray area. We really have a truck called a gray area. Sure. It's based off that.
You're right, Shane. And people should exploit that. But don't cry when you get slapped down by those who are in a position to judge that.
But so why would they slap it down though if it's not in the rule book?
That's their job. As tech inspectors, it's their job to interpret the rule book. And if they think you've gone too far and they punch you in the face for it, you need to take your lumps because you got denied. That happens to everybody. That's happened for years across all forms of racing. If you get slapped down, take it and just move on from it. You tried and you failed.
Right. So then where does this lead us now? Because, I mean, I know for us it got really confusing because whenever I got there on the grounds, I was under the impression we were running all the hot farm classes combined into one class on Saturday night. It's like we had always done for every single year before this past weekend. Y'all, we went from having 64 of y'all and having four flights of y'all whenever we were in Shipshewana.
Right. You know,
I don't remember what our numbers were for hot farms last year at Cloverdale. I just flat out don't remember. It's been too many pulls.
I think you were in the 40s.
We had 30 flights, I believe, last year at Cloverdale, and had good numbers in each one. But we had the winners from last year had 24 fives on, so there was some argument about that.
Which I can kind of get behind.
They followed their rules, which don't quite match up with the rest of the hot farm rules. Now, if they would get on board and have that, then hey, let's party. Let's all, you know. And I think the smooth bore thing is going to bring that back. That we can all come together. If everybody will come together on the smooth bore for 27, I think we can overcome a few 24/5 tires here and there on some guys, just because their organization's stubborn and don't want to change to 20.8s to be like everybody else, which would allow their members to go pull in 5 or 6 other organizations. But
right,
that's a whole nother story there.
Darren Ballmer says it too. They should have never split it. So
I like Joe Moore's comment best.
Oh, good Lord. I've got so many comments on my screen. I'd scroll to find it. Naturally. Touche, sir. It'd be fun. But
hey, I'm a fan of NA, and God bless Gordyville, the return. You're going to see it. It's going to be awesome.
Correct, yes.
All right, so this comes from a diesel. Well, I guess he's a superstock diesel puller now. Map crews have always caused issues. That's why 2.6 and 3.0 are simple. If super farms are 3 by 3.5 or whatever it is, if it's 3 by 3.5 with a map groove, take the map grooves out and go to a 3.2 smooth bore.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. You know, the old 2.5 diesel class, we got into some crazy, and Richard, you'll probably remember seeing some of this, like the dog dish covers and like cheater stock stuff that we got into. It was, you know, stock appearing, it was wild.
And, yeah.
Well, going to smooth bore really solved a lot of those problems.
You could have warned me we're using a new platform tonight.
I sent it to you. It works but the I same.
It yeah.
well.
So let me guess what the conversation's about.
Yeah. So Richard, you're saying all these charters are illegal. Why have they been allowed all this time? Have they been allowed all this time? Or has this just been like an underlying thing that like has just gone unspoken all summer long? Because I feel like this is something we would have heard about by now.
No. Not having the map groove in the correct map groove, that's been around for
30 years.
Probably a long time now. several years now. And it was just turned into, it was easier to not necessarily, it was just the manufacturers wasn't making them that way. So instead of fighting with them and making them make them right, that got allowed and they got allowed, and it just finally came to a head now that the manipulation of how the map groove was made got to a point where we finally had to say no, and that's kind of where that came.
I, you know, Richard, you and I have probably talked about this as much as anybody, and which I know we're going there, but hot farms should have been smooth bore 10 years ago.
Probably so.
None of this would ever happen.
At least followed around the same time as when the diesel trucks went,
mm-hmm.
and then right. it did eliminate a lot of issues, not all issues. There was still ideas put out there from turbo places that, you know, the clover leaf, the triangle, the movable group bore that could slide out and allow air to suck in from behind. There was, you know, these are all things that have been tried and found, and we've kind of got a handle on some of that to know what to look for. So
when When did the diesel trucks go smooth bore, Charles? You probably know that more than anybody on here.
No.
Oh, gosh. It's been a long time. It's been probably 10 years. 2017, somewhere in there, was when that got streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
So is this not the first turbo rule change in hot farm since the class really kind of became recognized on the regional level? Because I thought I saw somewhere on a comment today that this is the first rule change since 2013.
It's probably longer than that. As long as I can remember, of course, you know, the hot farm class as it is, 510, 20.8, really did originate with the Indiana Pulling League predecessor, an Indiana hot farm group in southern Indiana that later became Indiana Super Farm and then later became Indiana Pulling League.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see here.
And it's pretty much been those same that same set of rules as far as that type of stuff. There's been modifications and other things along the way. Like originally it was all OE manifolds, and now you're allowed the billet manifolds and headers and stuff like that. But as far as turbo size and stuff, it's pretty much been the same all along.
Yeah. So our engine rules are exactly the same, just some crybabies over some tires. Mitch, I'm really good friends with you, buddy. There's a little bit to that, unfortunately.
Yeah, why was there Dark County covers made this year that had a bigger slot in them? So the rules aren't exactly the same.
Yeah. Mark Myers, he says, I'm in Tennessee building a 3.0 diesel truck. How do I build it legal to pull with you guys?
Follow NTP or PPL 3.0 rules.
Yeah, exactly. PPL 3.0 rules are bulletproof. That if you are legal for that, you will be legal anywhere. You drop trailer ramps at.
Yeah. So Bradley Sturgeon wants to ask a question. He said the 10,000 hot farm tractors here from Kentucky just got to run the 95 Pro Farm class in Cloverdale. And here at home, their 10,000 weight, 3,000 RPM limit. What is the rules on the other tractors that ran with them this past weekend? Ooh. The one that you're probably in question about, it had a 2.8 turbo on it.
Correct.
An air cooler.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what he got to weigh.
I'd have to go find my cheat sheet. And I'm not sure I've even got that on there.
You guys probably already talked about this, but there ain't nobody in the country better than throwing classes together than Clint Tucker.
No.
Yeah. We did. You're right. We did talk about that, Zach. You know, and all these combo classes, if there was not another issue in the building that he had to go address, he was right there.
Yep.
Over my shoulder. How fast did that guy go? How far did he get? He was paying attention, and the whole time he's looking at and putting in his mind, what adjustments do we need to make? He was doing it.
Yep. No, he's the best there is at that. But
yeah,
you know, our older farm guys get to play in that class. They stay with their rules, which is 510, 3x3.5 at 3,500 RPM on an 18-4 double cut. I do think we drop a couple hundred pounds.
Didn't they weigh 9,300?
I think we have to weigh 9,300.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, they did. Bomber says, I've been in hot farm since 2013, and we haven't changed till now. Mitch, here's my thing with watching the videos from outside on the Dark County stuff. To a degree, I agree. There's still that part of me that's showing that we're going indoors on a shorter track. With a track that's as tough as Cloverdale is, that's going to make a difference indoors, bud.
Well, it makes a difference.
Outdoor, it might not.
It's just like the tire game and the light pro class. Now, any class right now, the tire game, it's so track dependent.
Yes.
I mean, that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
I mean, we noticed that. I mean, this could be just our experience, but Grand Nationals from Northern Tracks, Southern Tracks to Eastern, tire game is entirely different because you can have four different tire combinations and all win different.
Yeah.
You get on a really good track where you can get hooked up and go. I'm not sure tires make as much difference as you do on a mediocre track. in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. So. Carrington says, will we lock this smoothbore in for several years to come? That way I'll make switching feel better to some.
I'd love to see that, wouldn't you, Richard?
I don't see it changing. I can see it pretty much being a thing. I mean, like Darren said, we haven't changed the other rule forever, so
mm-hmm. No, we haven't.
I can see where this is going to stay, should stay the same, should be smooth bore the rest of the way.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I'm just looking through here for more comments because I'm sure I've skipped over a couple.
How about one that if you ain't got a dog in the fight, don't worry about it?
Yeah, true. I saw that one today. That one kind of got me a little bit.
I guess if we're gonna play that card, then I got to delete myself from the whole show. So
no, no, but you're not making the rules. We're not trying to make the rules.
No.
Some tracks favor 24.5, some favor 20.8 in Dark County. It's a crapshoot. Yeah.
That's a true statement. It's just like late limited super. There's tracks where 24.5s work and 30.5s don't. And you find out where you gotta fit in. So
it's kinda like a diesel alcohol mess in the white limited right now.
Oh dear Lord.
Don't want to go down that road tonight, do we?
I mean, we can.
You mentioned that last
week. Voodoo curse, man.
I mean, I say we go down the light limited rabbit hole tonight. We're in the mood to go down
rabbit hole. We had alcohol win, so.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
exactly.
that argument there kind of helped that argument there. My light limited pro stock argument that 4.1s can't run with light pros. I got to give a big shout out to the Meyer family for
John Meyer, man.
Because that was a shot that he had.
Yep. Yeah, it was.
He was close on the heels of Jeff Michelucci in that class, and you're doing something, you're doing that.
I wasn't there for that.
Jeff going to make some adjustments.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I went to eat, so I missed that one, but yeah.
The map groove wasn't a rule in our association. We built our class. Then by our fourth hook of the year, most of the other pulls with us bought them. Not our fault they tried to run them for other associations, LOL, and got caught. Founds in 2025 was 624.5s and 620.8s. Was it seriously?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's Dark County stuff.
Well, yeah. You know, and maybe this is already covered too.
He's got a legitimate point there.
Yeah, I agree. But we gotta quit just making a rule when anybody gets butt hurt.
Yeah, you can't have sandbox. Like I said earlier, you can't have your own sandbox anymore. Like we could have 80 of you guys together, but you don't want that. So I'm happy with replacing you because you don't want to play nice.
This is a dumb question for what he just said about the 6 and 6. How many 24-hour 5s are actually signed up? Was it 6 total or was it like 8? I mean, that's a high percentage of how many actually signed up.
In 25, I don't remember.
That's actually a valid question.
Because if it's a high percentage, then you kind of shoot yourself.
But how many actual Dark County 24-5 tractors are there, Richard? True 24-5 Dark County
that's
tractors.
That's a question for them. They're watching.
Yeah, right.
You got three out of
three or four.
Chris and Mitch got probably two or three, don't they?
Reagan and Mountain Break, and then
isn't there a red one or two that runs with them? And I'm not putting anybody down. I'm generally asking.
Well, there was a red one that ran with him, but he sold it. Now he's a 4.1 guy, but still has an opinion.
My God, he bought a pretty big XE 4.1 though. Yeah, Reagan Ann says there's 5 of them. All right, 5. So how many of them went to – oh, because the 6th one, assuming that all those were from Dark County, I had the one from Kentucky make it because our light limited pro in Battle of the Bluegrass is 5'10".
And he's looking for a set of 20.8s now.
No, that's not the one that's 5'10".
Oh, the other one.
That's the right answer. Good.
That's not the one that's 5'10", though.
No.
That one you're thinking of is a 466.
Okay,
and it runs better than a lot of 510s.
Yes, it does. I don't understand it, but it does. It makes no sense. Well,
in addition to finding yourself some the tires that are the right size, maybe you find yourself some hockey pucks that also fit the proper way.
Why the hockey pucks?
you don't. There's no suppliers that Riverside, Wipeout. How many?
All right, suppliers y'all were the only two there then. Okay, so now.
By the way, shout out to Kenzie if she's watching for the great beverages.
Are you drinking that tonight?
Uh huh.
Attaboy. no, bluegrass guys bleeped. Just saying.
Yeah.
There.
And you know that's the other thing. You go to this smoothbore charger with three, you know you're,
no,
over, you're also
no,
absolutely no. Not, Bradley. No. Absolutely not.
No, not.
Don't
happening.
Reach back and pull that card, Bradley. No, sir.
Go to Altec Arena the first weekend of the year. You can
on
see
Saturday
all that
afternoon.
All of them.
How many you got in the country? All of them.
100 and something, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, hey, don't you worry. There's a lot up here, too.
But, you know, if you can get this Hot Farm Turbo deal worked out and go smooth bore like they are down there, it also opens it up for – if you can get the what I'm going to say, big three organization run Hot Farm, IPL, NTP, and PPL to all join forces, and then you get Blue – you know, Bluegrass already runs that 3-4 smooth bore, right?
I don't know what turbo that is. Folks, what turbo is that?
Richard, you know?
It confuses the absolute crap out of me.
Yeah, I think they've got one that has that. That's where we kind of looked at that was for data.
That's
was
that light limited pro class.
Yeah, it's a light limited pro class. You know, anytime you can get organizations to get on the same page when it comes to a rule, it makes sense for everybody playing.
Here's the thing. Tucker had a really good reason for making that class by itself, though, because there is a ton of them. I just, mm-hmm. for some reason, they didn't show up. I don't know why.
And man, they run good.
Adam Smith, this class just makes me drink more. Jesus. Eli Lisk, he says, I just hope everybody has fun. I guess there was 4 Dark County tractors there last year.
Eli, we need you to come back to one of these events with your belt of ether cans.
Yes.
That's all I want to see.
This light limited pro is 3x4 and 24.5 only. Folks, 3.4 smoothbore, 510, 8,500 pounds, and it's light limited pro. Been like that for years. And Justin's is the 466 lone 466. And for some reason, it's in a league of its own over there. For some reason,
to me, when it comes to the Hot Farm, Pro Farm, Alder Farm, they need to be on 20.8 because we at some point you got to have some differentiation to the crowd in these things.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Preach, Charles.
It's about differentiation. I mean, there's so many classes anymore that are 24.5 tired, and they all look the same, and we all have the same arguments over and over and over and over. How do we sell this? How do we tell the newbie that this is different and why they should pay attention because it's different? I want to see this class be on that smaller tire and spin the RPMs and be different.
Yeah.
Don't
and we're
get
not
into the 24.5 thing just because the tires are available and cheap, because they are. I'll admit that. But 20.8 is where you're supposed to be. And there's a bunch of classes I would like to take tire away from because I think it would – it would improve the show where you can't hook stuff up anymore if you're on a smaller tire.
Don't and get any
not
ideas.
Not necessarily tractor classes, but truck classes. You bet I want to take tire away from you.
I think Super Farm needs to go to 20.8.
I would not argue that.
I was waiting on the two on the top to argue this, but
what should be?
I would not argue that.
I think I'm Super Farms is good. Just left and right over here on my phone, dude. I think
we need to go back to Firestone Puller 2000s.
Bullshit.
I enjoy the Firestone.
Oh, you get mad at you like get that. Mad at that. You
actually, that. Actually, you I will agree. The life would be so much easier if we were still all on Firestones.
This is fair.
Yeah.
Probably let's see.
Our buddy in Reynolds is ready to kick both our asses. Back.
Yeah, he is.
He actually the other night after some cocktails admitted to me it wouldn't be a bad idea if you just could get them.
Sponsorship withdrawn.
Should the Badger State UPM Hot Farms move up to 510? That's not even in this conversation, okay? Because we've dealt with that for how many years, Richard?
That
how many years have we ran 510, 466 together and been fine?
It doesn't matter. Right. They're not afraid of running against the 510s. They're not.
Exactly. Right. Well, that was your brother that said that there, by the way. They're Homer. But anyway.
But yeah, I mean, that's don't get me wrong. It'd be awesome to see him go to 510 so your rules are unified all over the country, but it's irrelevant right now.
Yeah. Top cut 24/5 snowblower tires.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So the biggest thing that I've heard from the going back to the Pro Farm thing is the 2.8 tractor from Interstate wasn't limited on RPMs, but the guys in the other on the other stuff were.
Do we have to go there?
Because if anybody was in Tucker's driver's meeting Friday, or when was that? He chewed.
Was that the morning that you decided to tell me that he was mad at me because I wasn't there yet?
Yeah, that was that morning. Boy, I had him. I had him shitting splinters, guys. I had him shitting splinters.
Almost as bad as our fuel guy had Zach going that night, too.
That was very, very mean. I was so pissed off already, and I didn't even look at the color of the damn fuel that was on fire in front of me, okay?
shout out to Brandon Dunn for that. He's a good
Brandon got a good one on me.
Hang on, man. I got one for you on that one. Just
Mark was in on it, too.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was,
you know, to go back to something when we was talking about stuff that was exciting for the weekend that we didn't touch on.
That was part of it.
That was some of it. What about the pass of Jaspers in the mini rod prelims?
Yes.
And all of the mini rods. Pick the tires up. Don't and set them back down. Going past me at 100 foot, the chassis shaking violently and going, how are they going to get to the other end without flipping upside down?
Yeah.
I would definitely agree. Zach's runs were all this is mine so far as my tractors will travel. I mean,
I don't know what Brandon did. He does a lot of things on his own, and we got to give him credit. We threw some curveballs at Brandon this weekend, and that whole crew, we got to give them credit. They you know, they're some of the best in the business for sure. And
they are definitely top notch.
And Brandon, you know, we hooked us some sleds over. We've hooked us some sleds in the day that are very, very questionable. And Brandon, them aren't one of them. I can tell you that.
No, yeah, that's
right on it. Right on it.
Yeah. For everybody that's watching the show, by the way, please make sure you guys are liking. I see a whole bunch of y'all watching for this one. So just please make sure you're liking it.
Yeah, I'd like to see Brandon's eyes when Jasper got down there.
I don't know if I would have. I really don't know if I would have wanted to have seen that. But, yeah, just – so where does this put us?
Mitch, I don't know the answer to your question about whether or not Brandon changed anything.
That's what I was saying there. I don't know. Brandon
yeah,
does
I
little,
don't know.
Brandon does so many – like he – he lightened the sled up a little bit between the first flight and the second flight of Light Pros on Friday night, I know.
Did he really?
Yeah, because he asked me, so what do you think about lightening it up a hair? And I said, I don't think it'd hurt you. And he did, and he get it dead on.
They did.
I tried to pay attention to that sort of thing, but we get so busy with Victory Lane interviews and whatnot. Well,
seeing through the dust. It
gets away from us. I was going to say, seeing down there to see what's going on.
Yeah, it gets away from us.
I think we may have figured the dust issue out if we do go back.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's this if?
Okay, you know what I'm getting at.
Okay, yeah, like you know what it is.
But the mats need to be pressure washed next year. They didn't get pressure washed this year.
Me and Charles had the discussion today. We will sponsor it.
Yeah, we will sponsor a vac truck to go around on that rubber and suck up all that crap so that I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm
sure. The other thing that got me really bad was the welding smoke, because there was about 2-3 hours during one of the sessions, somebody was building a trailer.
Oh, Thursday night, Thursday night was awful. It, you know, like, fumes don't bother me. Like, yeah, I don't care about diesel, methanol, nitromethane. Nitro will give me some tears, but like, I don't care. It's not a big deal. But Thursday night, oh my God, my voice was destroyed. And it wasn't the dust. It was whatever the hell they were building back there. They were welding together tiddlywinks from hell, but it was awful. Well,
the one night they was welding our warm-up box back together.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. And I don't think it was a mod turbo that boated up this time, was it?
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, it was top of us.
See, the one thing that really hurt us this weekend on ventilation, other than the mats, is my brother was telling me for that ventilation system there to work correctly, both doors have to be open. Well, the wind coming out of the direction it was, the front door could not be open, because Steve and I tried to open it that one night, and you guys got dusted so bad you couldn't see.
Oh, is that what happened to that?
That's what happened.
Oh. And
so we couldn't open that front door because the way the wind was, and so that played a little play into the ventilation issues.
Yeah, we were sitting there trying to figure out where in the crap that came from, because we were just standing there and all of a sudden it's just like, what? Who did the freaking donuts over there?
Nope, it was just opening the door 6 inches.
Of course you did.
That would do it.
Yeah. What else do y'all want to talk about from Midwest Winter Nationals? Anything else crazy that we want to hit on?
If you don't need to be in the way, don't be in the damn way.
Valid point.
If you're there to, well, I don't care. If you don't need to be in the way, don't be in the way.
Yeah.
It's almost.
And if you have a specific area you're assigned to be in, at least try to be there or somewhere behind the concrete barrier.
And the other thing, if you're there for free doing what you're doing, don't act like you're entitled.
I agree with that 100%.
And that's all the detail with that I'm going to get into on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fair.
It was.
I guess something I want to touch on is how far that the diecast world has gotten.
Oh, my. And
I haven't even opened up mine yet.
You haven't opened yours?
No, I don't want to, because I don't want to screw up the box. The box looks awesome.
It's gotten us a pretty cool place, and yeah. I kind of got away from it. I was never really a tractor toy guy. Didn't collect a whole bunch of them. Really, for me, it was 1/18 scale cars, and I got away from that years ago. But got back into it, and I'm pretty impressed. The new Super Rooster, I got one. Yeah, Shane's got one. The level of detail in the roll cage that they've got, and putting something in through the grill to indicate that the turbos and whatnot, it's pretty cool. If you don't get one, you need to hurry, because they're selling pretty quick.
Blake told me that
I know what the next couple are going to be. Zach, I want.
Oh yeah,
I won't.
I'm not gonna divulge that information yet.
Everybody's gonna want and love. I will put it that
the
way.
one will be announced at Farm Show.
Yes.
But Blake did tell me like ours, they're down to like 12 or 13 of ours in stock. That now obviously they're always gonna be available, but because they're gonna get resold by dealers and stuff, but the original bunch, they're down to 12, 13, 15 of ours, whatever. Roosters are almost out. They're out of El Ninos. The next 1, 2, 3, 4 coming are decided, I believe.
Yep.
And it's going to be the next one. You think the detail on Rooster and the detail on El Nino was something? The next one's going to take the cake.
Was this the one that I was saying there for the conversation of?
No.
You haven't even told me about this one yet, have you?
I thought I did, but yeah, no. And like I said, that's not my place. My brother's involved with it, with the B&B Farm Toy guys and SpecCast. It's not my place to announce it. So the one's going to get announced at Farm Show.
It will be something cool. And
maybe
then,
we can, maybe Shane, the Tuesday night of Farm Show, ooh, we can get Blake on here to announce it, maybe.
Let's plan that.
Yeah, so that would be cool.
That'd be another great reason to tune in. By the way, man, we got to give a shout out to all
the 2027 Midwest Winter Nationals. We don't know the charity yet. I think once we decide what that is going to be, we can say what the raffle's going to be for next year. I know what the tracker is going to be. I've talked to Justin. It's awesome. I want one. But in the meantime,
I want one.
He's doing some pretty cool ass stuff.
Richard, what are you doing there? You can't give away hints like that.
I can't? Okay, sorry.
I'll give away this. Like, he let me have one of these.
Yeah, I got one of Smokey's, and it went back to Missouri because I didn't see Justin before he left.
You just left everything in Cloverdale. You left the microphone I brought you. You left your toy.
Well, we saw it ties back to the charity. It's got to be relevant to that. And when you need to know, and when we know what it's going to be, how we want you to direct your funds, then we can tell you. But you're going to want it.
Exactly.
You're going to want it.
Which one are you referring to? The one that's going to be released on farm the Tuesday night that we do the show at Farm Show, or for next year?
The answer is that regardless of that question, it will be red. I will leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
I didn't.
And then
say
I think there's
red,
probably
but it will be red.
I think there's probably a blower motor or two maybe in the works piece on.
Yeah, you told me about that. Yeah. Mitch Riggins had spun out the finals, killed it in session one, but the track was better Thursday Eve. Yeah, by the time y'all got to run on Saturday night, I mean,
we found something to put in the track on Thursday evening that made it a little bit better.
Yes.
I need that mixture for my hometown fair.
I have ordered 20 gallon of it for this summer.
My word.
We have tools.
I have a guess of what it is, but I don't.
You don't
I have
know
a very,
what it is.
Very close friend and IPL sponsor that is a
dealer,
Schaefer's oil dealer, that is getting me this stuff.
Yeah. Unfortunately, on Saturday night, our monster got a little bit away from us, but we fixed it.
It was still a monster. They were still hitting the wheelie bars.
I knew Thursday night flagging that mod turbo class. Whenever one of them went to the bars, the second thing I'm off the clutch. So, well, we won.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Chuck, it was great to see.
It was a horrible Thursday morning.
No. By no means was it horrible, but.
Well, but it just got way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was cool, Bradley. Yeah, Jeff,
I was so close to winning that thing, though. So close. I'll just buy more again next year. All right, let's jump into the other stuff that we were going to talk about tonight. We have hit on all of this that we wanted to. I'm 99.9% sure of, right?
One thing I was
going to find about now.
One thing I'm going to say, one last thing is
I am going to give Carl and Steve and the crew at the building a kudos this year, because I think Richard can agree with me. Anything we asked for, they did. You know, we had a few incidents that they were just like, hey, shit happens, you know. They did a great job, and each group's getting more familiar with each other. Probably Richard would be the right word, right?
Yes. Yeah.
More trusting, and you know, heck, was it Thursday night or Friday night? Steve and Carl were like 10 o'clock. We're like, hey, we're out of here. See ya. Shut the building.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And that's you got to give them a kudos. They were awesome to work with this weekend.
Yeah, they were. Zachary. You've been wanting to talk about it the entire time, I know.
What?
Let's talk about the Chili Bowl.
I didn't get to watch as much of it as I normally do this year due to, well, where all of us were together.
Yes.
You know, Emerson Maxim being an Indiana boy winning it was pretty cool. He'd been trying for a lot of years. Wyatt, did you watch it?
I got to watch a little bit of it. I watched the first three nights. And then after that, we just got busy with where we were this weekend. We were different places than you guys were. Shop was busy, and just, it's winter here. So,
you know, the one thing I thought was kind of cool about the Chili Bowl this year, and I love watching Kyle Larson. I love watching Christopher Bell. You know, I love watching all those guys. But they were not a factor. When it comes to Saturday night this year,
no, they Larson were not a factor. Until he freaking flipped. Well,
okay, but you get what I'm saying. Like, they weren't. You were the Emerson Axums, Justin Grants, Kevin Thomas is the world that
it wasn't that were, the click. It wasn't right. The click.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that, because you know this world went upside down if Larson won that thing again. But it was cool to see the guys that, you know, don't get it all the time, get up there and bang the cushion. And I rewatched the feature last night, and them boys are nuts. They can drive.
Yeah, they can. I enjoyed the heck out of it, too, from the little bit that I went back and saw. The amount of fights that went on behind the scenes, though,
see,
even after they told them, fight it out on the track. Don't get back there in our personnel's way.
Yep, Matt Ward said before that thing started on Monday, if you're going to fight on the dirt. If you go up the ramp, you're kicked out.
At least people could see
it. And that's what we should have done with the Hot Farm guys in Cloverdale. Let them fight on the sand pile.
And auction it off to charity.
There you go. But the Chili Bowl, it grows every year. The Tulsa Shootout in the Chili Bowl. I think there were, 400 entries this year, something like that.
Yeah, right? It was over four.
And it is a cool event. And I watched the opening ceremonies for that deal. And that is something that I think polling is lacking a little bit. Not from your guys' announcement standpoint, because you guys did a phenomenal job. Charles, you're muted. You guys did a phenomenal job, but the finals there Saturday night, knowing that yes, there's 15 classes, 12 classes, whatever it was, but the opening ceremonies of the Chili Bowl, that's something I think polling's lacking a little bit of.
Yeah, we need that.
Is the shut the lights off, get the camera out, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think that's something that polling's lacking a little bit from that aspect.
I'd have to go back and watch it to be honest. I'd have to go back and watch it and see how they handled that. And I'm certainly willing to learn from anybody how to do a show like that in our corner where we're doing the show at Cloverdale. There was a lot of attention being paid to the Chili Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That pissed me off.
I agree.
Where are you? You're paying attention to this damn show. You should be paying attention to what we're doing. There was a couple of phones I wanted to throw clear across the damn dirt pile because they were tuned into Chili Bowl. The hell with that. Where are you? What are you doing? If we can learn from that, if we can be better, I'm willing to back end that. But in the moment, I was pissed off.
It's a valid reason to be pissed off, too.
No, I agree with you. I walked up there a couple times, and that one kid's phone standing straight up right there on the barrier next to your iPad. And, you know, yeah, I was like, who's leading? But you can look at your phone, see who's leading one time and walk away. You know, you don't have to play it constantly, you know. But
yeah,
the opening ceremonies down there, like, they bring everybody, introduce them, tell them where they're from, who they're sponsored. You know how they announce sprint car races. You know, the
sure
Kotex, you know, Charmin, yeah, they, Pizza they Hut, Taco Bell.
That. Actually, that's something that pulling needs to be better about. We need to know who are your sponsors.
Because the only time we get to say that is in the winter circle. But
your team, who's your sponsor? Mm-hmm. And how do we get that information back to us where we can elucidate that? I think that's important.
No, yeah.
That's what they're paying for. And we don't do a good enough job identifying those people and those companies. We need to know how to do that.
That's something I feel like you announcers need from us pollers and organizations is
yes.
is a poller profile.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, I talked about that in the meetings at NTPA winter meetings back in Orlando. I mentioned that, you know, like Ryan Anderson, his tractor has been for several years now the green stairs.
Green helmet stairs.
It's been a part of the name of the tractor. Do that. Do that for us.
Yeah.
I try to highlight it. I think of Ryan DeBrow and Bennett Trucking. I try to bring that in, but I don't always remember. Just give me the reminder. Put it in the name and help us out. Like we want to do that for you. It's important. I don't discount any of that. I can't remember everybody's thing that they've got going on every time. And a lot of times back there in the staging lanes, like, you know, you're at an oblique angle where I can't read it. I can't see your side shield for my reminder. If you can put that in there, like, you deserve that. I want to do that for you. You deserve it.
Right. No, you're right. You know, we for many, many years didn't associate the Ford dealership with the tractor. And finally, when Engler redone the sheet metal a couple years ago, we did put the Brad Al Ford sticker on the, you know, on the side of the tractor. And
yeah.
And which, well, at the same time that Dad started sponsoring IPL, we did that, you know. So
yeah.
They just left out the Cookie Monster beside it.
Hey, the Cookie Monster was on the tractor all weekend. I want everybody to know. He had a few spills off the hood, but he was there all weekend.
Brandon, yeah. The driver introductions thing, it's cool for you guys, but I'll be honest, in terms of the flow of a show, it's like putting out the boat anchor. It's horrible. It just doesn't work.
The Chili Bowl, one thing I noticed that they did is not everybody was out there together. They walked through the thing. It took 10 seconds a driver, and they walked to their car.
It's one thing. It's one thing, I guess, if we do it, if we introduce you and you wave, that's cool. But when we go to a program where, you know, you're introducing yourself, mm-mm. and yeah, the old days of farm show, I guess I'll go back to. Like, it's my gosh, it's
yep. No, you're right.
Brutal, nauseating. Brutal. I kind of want to try something like that, though, where they walk out 10 seconds so we can at least put a name with a face.
Yeah, and I damn it. Sorry.
Brandon, we'd have to start earlier than that on finals night.
Yeah, I do like that. But yeah, you'd have to start it early. Yeah, Brandon, you're right. We'd have to start it early.
And that's one of the things dirt track's different than polling is – 90% of them drivers aren't with their vehicles before the show starts.
Yeah.
You know, whereas we are with ours till we go down the track most of the time.
Right.
That's fair. That's still something I would love to do, though.
I agree. And that's what I was saying. You know, the opening ceremonies, you three did a phenomenal job this weekend. But I think as far as the wow effect, that dirt track has got sometimes, we lack that. And I don't care if you just turn the lights down, get a spotlight on you three, you know, maybe have an opening video. That's one thing I know the Chili Bowl did. And with the technology we have today, it wouldn't be hard for you guys to throw one together.
No.
I will very
gladly. That's one thing I think I was a little disappointed about is some of the guys you skipped out on the winner's circle interviews. I get that you're camera shy, you're afraid of the microphone, whatever. But, like, you did something awesome. People deserve to see who you are and get introduced to 100%. You. And we're not going to ask you anything that's like a gotcha question, right? It's very friendly. We've already got a relationship between ourselves to begin with, where I'm just going to say, you know, talk about this happened during the run. Talk about it. And then after that, it's who do you need to thank?
There you go.
You know the answers to these questions and shying away from it. I'm sorry. I'm disappointed. There was a few guys that skated out of it, and they deserve to have their moment in the sun.
I agree 1,000% with that. You know, Charles, we were talking too about some of the drivers that we really got to finally talk with in the pit area.
Sure, yes.
That was a lot of fun. And the show that we had Wednesday night up there on top of the sand pile, and we brought some of these drivers in to that show. We had the crew from Canada, we had the Smiths, we finally got Michelucci on camera doing an interview.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. You and I have talked off mm-hmm. off camera or whatever about some of these guys. sorry.
Uh-huh.
Dustin Smith was a great interview, and I'd like to hear more from him. I spent some time with Noah Allison. I was so impressed with him and what he had to say about his program and how well spoken he was about it and how much they're doing. I want to hear more from him. So we did have that opportunity to extend our relationships and get some more people that I think in the future would be some great shows. Yeah.
Yes.
I totally 1,000% agree with that. But
you should do Rooster.
Oh Lord.
We're trying.
This is a no smoking show, Richard. We can't do that.
Not my house. Yeah. You can smoke as much as you want.
Boy, he's got that M Light Limited's turned up, don't he?
Man, Philly Atrius rang good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd saw it rang good before in person, but wow.
You talk about Light Limited. Somebody needs to go snag that motor up with Travis Gordon's. That ain't a bad buy for everything it's got.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was still for sale, but whoa. Who was crying about the 3x3.5 Hot Farm Turbo to get the rule change? Don't go down that road. We've been there.
We're done.
We already went there. It's bad.
Yeah, everybody. Rewind it after the show's over.
Yeah, rewind it.
Yeah. All right, boys. We got one final topic we got to get, or actually two final topics we got to get to. U.S. Street Nationals this weekend. Drag Illustrated race number 2. Who do we like going into it? I know Spencer's back in Ken Cortuccio's car. Didn't expect that.
I haven't even.
They somehow managed to get Flow Racing. So Flow 24/7 is going to be streaming on Amazon Prime this weekend.
That's
Friday's qualifying.
That's huge.
How freaking cool is that?
They said there's a maximum possibility of like 131 million. Viewers reach, I think, with
that's what I've seen today
on video. Even if they just get a small market of that, that is huge for the world of motorsports, especially with the caliber racing that's going on down there.
Yeah,
and the personalities they got, they're in for a treat. Yeah.
Jess and them are Jess, Jason, and King are all live right now, too. I think after we're done,
they're going right now, they're in the tech barn down there in Bradenton.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm. And okay. This race, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but this race is going to be way different.
I'm saying Sydney takes it back to Brazil this time.
It's going to be hard to say because there's guys switching combinations now. There's a lot of turbo guys switching to centrifugal. There's drivers getting in cars that they've usually never been in. Spencer's being one of them. Dallas Glenn.
Have we ever learned as to why that happened?
Ken's got some business opportunities that he cannot shy away from. He cannot get away from
money.
Money.
Okay. Money.
What funds the operation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
There's, and when you have to take care of your bread and butter, you have to do that. And
we've seen a farm show.
Mm-hmm. There, yep. Same with farm show with a couple competitors. So I don't, having Spencer is probably the number one candidate that I think was on Ken's list. And I mean, he's going to do well. I mean, he's in the championship winning car from last year and they got to keep that car ready for NHRA season. So,
yeah. Didn't Fletcher Cox bring his new pro mod this time? Is it done?
I do not know that.
I was wondering.
Is Peter going down there?
Yes. I would assume he would.
I would assume.
Pretty sure he was.
I haven't talked to him in a while, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he has a chance to climb the standings again for at least just the winter series itself. So, Victor Alvarez, they got him on tonight. He's switching from turbos to Pro Charger. So,
oh, did he go Pro Charger finally?
Him and Jay Cox for the two main ones on the turbo side to go centrifugal.
And Victor and Stevie Fast will be the call out in round one of qualifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then for how much money was it for? Isn't it like 10 grand?
I think Stevie put up 10. Yep.
Probably is, but.
And then I think round two will be Stevie and Haney.
Yeah, Haney.
That'll be interesting.
This race is always the hardest on stuff. I mean, every racer says it. Last year they dealt with weather. They didn't have one of the qualifying days.
They might have to deal with weather this weekend.
Yeah.
Although it seems like a lot better place than what's going to be here.
Speaking
this weekend.
Of weather, Shane, you ready for some snow, buddy?
Yeah.
Are you scared yet?
No, we'll be fine. It's
always
fine.
I'm not big on betting. I don't get into that. It's just not my thing. But I'll throw $10 on Justin Bond.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
A really good pick last time, I think.
If Chris Thorne can get his combination figured out, Chris is a stellar driver.
When do they start? Thursday?
Qualifying should start Thursday. Final qualifier is Saturday morning, and then the first round of eliminations is Saturday afternoon. And then you roll into Sunday.
I've always wondered why these events, and Shane, when you were down there this winter, why the hell do these guys race on Sunday?
Bowling Green
learned that how many years ago? Make Saturday night your big show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I'm on board with this.
And Indy gets away with it because it's a holiday.
Terrible.
Indy gets away with it because it's a holiday. Okay, get it. Fine, whatever. But make your show. And who would – I know I'd rather watch it under the lights, personally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think – I don't know if it's the sport they're in because, obviously, like, racing other than polling is usually kind of perennially been on Sundays a lot of times. Besides dirt track polling, I mean, NHRA is on Sunday. A lot of the Pro Mod stuff's been on Sunday. NASCAR and different ones are on Sundays. I mean, it's hard to – so.
I agree 1,000% on that one. Yeah, the weather's actually looking really a lot
And I agree with you. The racing is better under the lights. I mean, look at qualifying alone for this last race. I mean, they had record cutoff by a mile.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. They're running speeds and times you never see.
I wish I could go down there this weekend, but I can't. Yeah, it's going to be 76, 77, 76 this weekend, boys. I think we're in the wrong parts of the United States here.
Amen.
I don't want to. I don't want to hear it. Don't remind me. Come on now. Don't remind me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. While we were at Cloverdale,
I got to go up north. I got to go up north. I got to go to the UP. I don't want to hear how nice and sunny and wonderful it's going to be in Florida.
That's fair. Hey, you get to go to Florida before we do.
In March. Yeah. Bring it. Let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah, while we were at Midwest Winter Nationals too, the Mid-America Truck Show tractor pull is coming back. I'm going to be curious to see how that goes and how everything is with that again. I enjoyed it whenever it was around, man. It's another pull close to home. It's an indoor pull. I like it. We've got a lot of indoor pulls now, though.
Tell you one thing that will happen. You'll never catch Vaughn go towards the ramp again. I can tell you that.
Nope. You ought to tell that story on here for that
no,
one.
No, I'm okay.
Darn it.
Speaking of indoor, Shane, you got another one down by you next week.
Yeah, Murfreesboro is happening next weekend. I think we're going to get to cover it. I haven't heard yet for sure, but if nothing else, I'll just go down there and just hang out.
Is anybody going to Ocala?
There's like 8 or 10 3.0 trucks, and then other than that, no idea.
Yeah. There's a few hot farms going too. Rusty Oath told me he's going. He's taking 2 or 3 in his trailer. They're going to have a few, I think.
Coy Thomas on there. He bringing up, yeah. Pro Stock Trucks did another great job again this year.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Brad, yes. Only thing is, somebody's got to step up and get that white truck. Brad Chamberlain, 4 for 4 at Cloverdale.
Yeah.
You guys put on a heck of a show.
Yeah. And we had Mid-South Power.
Two six trucks put on a hell of a show Thursday also, both sessions.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did.
We have one. So the other thing that I really want to talk about too is that we really didn't have horrible catastrophic failure at this event. We lost a tire and the fireball.
Can I introduce you to Kevin Shingleton?
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet he would argue with you. Okay?
I forgot about Kevin's. My bad.
I'm going to give Daryl, Randy, Cooper, and I don't know the other kid's name that run the other tow tractor, 100% credit because I ran one for about 25 minutes on
Foresters,
whatever day they got there. And if I had to run one of them things more than that, I would kill somebody in that building.
Oh, yeah.
And it wouldn't be. If I had to honk the horn one more time, I was going to pull my hair out. So them
you just weren't moving fast enough then.
Oh, them four, I give them 100% credit because, good God, if I had to do that more than 20 minutes, I would.
Yeah, Roos, I completely forgot about Shingleton's. That was the one that slipped my mind.
Yeah, I would. I'd kill somebody.
The two six firebomb on the starting line.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that charger let go.
That was
yeah. I think one of the biggest catastrophic failures was the roller in the hydraulic line.
Yeah.
and thank you to Bungers for having one. How in the world they had the exact line that fits
that's
on
what
a
Clint goes. He goes, I don't know how the hell we did it, but we did.
That's the second time in a year span I've heard that same story about a roller tractor.
It broke and yeah. Shane, you remember the first one, don't you?
And thank you to Ed Walker for not killing us.
You know, man, he moves on that whole thing, don't he? My goodness. He was rocking and rolling.
I haven't even unloaded that thing yet. It's still sitting on the trailer. It's been too damn cold up here to get out and unload it.
Easy.
Yes, exactly, Richard.
Yeah.
It's been too damn cold to get up here and get up and unload that thing.
Yeah. So do we want to talk about some of the future shows that we have coming up? Some of the future interviews? Or do we want to leave those alone tonight?
Let's leave it alone.
No, we got to tease. We got to tease.
So,
we
got
to do that. We were supposed to have one tonight, and it didn't work out.
It didn't. We had to. When are we going? Yeah. Did we ever fully reschedule that?
No.
Okay. So we very well may next week. I'm going to call them again tomorrow. I'll put it this way: they're from Kentucky, and they're pulling in the farm show.
The one you and I talked about, Shane, I don't want to tease yet because I want confirmation before we even think about that.
Come on.
No.
Just slight.
No.
Fine. You don't even know which one it is. I haven't even told you.
The answer no would help a lot of stuff from polling. I'll tell you that much.
I agree. But yeah, no. You know, we're gonna have that one with my dad, Danny Dean, and
Rob Russell,
hopefully. And then the one Shane's talking about. And then, of course, we're going to be live Tuesday night at Farm Show.
We very well may get Austin Proc from Tasca. I got confirmation of that potentially happened today. I got email back from their media group. And then the two that Zach and I have been talking about and working on, if those happen, boys, you're not gonna want to miss those. They're not pulling related and they're not drag racing related. I'll put it to you that way. That's as far as I'm teasing it.
One is.
Nah, the other one you don't know about yet. There's been another one since that one.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Just for everybody watching, stay tuned. We got some cool stuff coming down the pipe.
You better follow it, even though I don't know how many of the Hot Farm guys are going to watch this anymore.
Oh, they already hate us all.
They already hate us. There's two groups in the country that have been crapped on the most. It's Hot Farms is Light Limited Super every day.
Hey, they did this one to themselves.
Shane, we got to work on this cancel culture stuff.
Yeah, I know it. We got to work on it, don't we?
But no, we got some cool stuff coming down the pipe. Our next show will be the
third. Yeah, those are going to be the guys from Kentucky. I've got to call them back later on this week.
And then Tuesday night, a farm show will be live from.
And there is absolutely no telling who's going to be on that show. Y'all don't want to miss that show.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun.
It's going to be a long show, I'm pretty sure.
I think we're going to be live for that one. We're going to be live from the bar at the Crown Plaza, it sounds like. So,
do we get that confirmed that we're going to be able to do that?
When I called to confirm my room the other day, I asked, and she's like, I don't think it'd be a problem. And when I was down there for Quip Expo, they were doing podcasts from there all the time. So.
Okay, perfect. Works for me. But, all right, y'all, that's going to do it for this one. Charles, the idea of us getting in out of here in 45 minutes, that went by the wayside. Oops.
Yeah, we missed that target.
You should have known better.
That's absolutely worth it. But, everybody, thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following us. If you're not, we just crossed 18,000 followers on Facebook. Thanks to the St. Mary video and the Miley video and all the videos from Cloverdale. We don't know why they did what they did, but we're not complaining about it at all. Please, please, please follow and subscribe so you guys know when we're going live, because some of these interviews, they may not be on a Tuesday. They may be whenever these other guys give us the chance to interview them.
Right.
Like if they tell us the time slot they've got open, we've got to go with them on some of their schedules.
Yep.
So make sure you, sorry, Ruth.
Just stay tuned.
See y'all later.